A pleasant trip to the Reiki. Not alone was Ellen White interested in the spiritual health of the office workers in Basel, she was also happy to join them in wholesome recreation. Late in August, she, her family, and a large group of office employees went on an all-day outing. Their destination was the Reiki, a group of mountains lying between Lakes Lucerne and Zug. The broad panoramic view from the top of these mountains is magnificent. After a 60-mile train ride to Lucerne, they all took a steamer to Vitznau, where they boarded the sturdy little rack and pinion train for the ride up to the mountain. The Reiki is new, one of the most popular resorts of Switzerland, Ellen White remarked. The view of the lake's greenish, bluish waters is a most beautiful sight. She was fascinated by the little train that took them up the mountain. The car consists of one carriage holding 54 persons not divided into compartments. It is more like a city railway car. The gauge is that of ordinary railways. Between the rails in the center run two others close together provided with teeth on which a cogwheel under the locomotive works. The train is propelled upward by steam power. Ibid. After 20 minutes of climbing, the train plunged into a tunnel, then burst into the light again to cross a deep ravine on a bridge supported by two iron pillars. A little farther on they reached the station at Kaltbad. To their left was a large health resort. This place looked interesting, she noted, and I would have much liked to have spent some hours here. Ibid. Still farther up they reached Riegestaffel, where the rail line from the other side of the mountains joined the one on which they were traveling. Again she wished she could stay, but the train went on. We climb, climb higher and still higher until we become almost giddy and we have reached at last the summit. We had a nice chance to view the scenery. We looked down into canyons thousands of feet and where streams of water were running swiftly. Ibid. Descending again, the cheerful group of workers found seats under the trees while they waited for the steamer. The steamer glides up to the landing, and we step on board. It is crowded so that it seems next to impossible to urge our passage in the closely packed crowd. The scenery on this Lake Lucerne is very beautiful, but we see a shower arising. The muttering thunder and the lightning flash warn us to take shelter. We hasten down before the crowd gets in motion, and there out of the cabin windows we see a most beautiful sight. The large drops of rain falling upon the smooth surface of the lake look like glittering diamonds. I never witnessed such a scene as this before. Ibid. The rain was still pouring down when the steamer docked. Willie White tried to find a hack to take them to the railway station, but none was available. The schedule was close, and there was nothing to do but to hasten through the downpour to the station and catch the train for Basel. The wet weather could not dampen their spirits, however, as Ellen White said. We were rather a wet, uncomfortable, sorry-looking set. Ella clapped her hands and in a joyous tone exclaimed, "Now Sarah, aren't you glad you went to the Reiki? Sarah, aren't you glad you went to the Reiki?" We had a good laugh and tried to look at the matter in her light and drop out the dark colorings. Ibid. Now it was time to lay plans for another long trip. Once again Ellen White was to become involved in the thick of preaching and counseling responsibilities.